Can you tell us a little bit about the events that have basically led us to this point? The events surrounding Mr. Vizcarra that have caused these kind of protests to erupt?
Yeah, the former president, Vizcarra, was removed by Congress for allegation that he received bribes, declaring him as, according to the Constitution, a permanent moral incapacity. So this erupted in protest and in the middle of the pandemic, and the protest was basically for the removal, because was taken as was not sustainable and as a permanent moral incapacity, because it he was in under investigation but rated as a cop.
We've seen police brutality become alarmingly common in some countries' responses to protests in recent times. In Peru, is this a sort of a recent trend or a fairly established way of dealing with unrest?
Well, Peruvian institutions need a strength in terms of moral and human capital. Architecture is not new that the police, unfortunately, the police body reply with repression to create fear among those that dare to protest. And this was not highly shown in the media. And it is interesting here that it was recorded, you know, with mobile phones and shared across social networks. In fact, the actual protest was organized all through TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. So repression, yeah, it is not it's not something new. I think it's an institutional trauma, I will say, that needs to that create a state of fear in it, with the whole purpose to for the people to be obedient and silent.
Francisco Sagasti, how has his election been received across Peru, you know, after the pretty quick turnaround of Mr. Molina?
I would say that now the youth has given every generation in Peru a good example is to be vigilant. It was received well. He's not responding any corruption lawsuit under his name, which is what everybody was looking for. And in his presidential speech was well received. He asked for forgiveness in the name of the nation to the family members of Inti and Brian, those who received the die through by the police shot.
With those investigations going on, I mentioned before, rather serious investigations, serious crimes, does Mr. Sagasti at least offer a clean skin? Does he offer Peru a leader with a clean sort of record?
Yes, and that's why the people receive it well, this transitional government, until the elections in April. Corruption is a big moral problem in Peru, which needs to be addressed. So it was important that Sagasti offer a clean criminal record.
And of course, you mentioned the elections there, the path ahead to the elections. What's going to be needed surrounding these ones to actually make sure peace and order is restored to Peru?
To be vigilant of and strengthen the institutions, and vigilant that this is going to be a transition to enable to have politicians that come into the next election with clean criminal records.
Well, Viviana, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us again on The Daily on this one.
Thank you. Thanks for the time.